Prayer for God's Help in Your Challenges by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. Psalm 44:3. Do you feel pressured to work harder, faster, and smarter to achieve success? Are challenges at home weighing you down? We drive ourselves as if everything depended on us. Yet the stress we carry on the inside can undermine our ability to meet our challenges. We forget the Lord holds all things in His hands. We can trust Him to line up the circumstances of our lives to work out His perfect will for our good. What monumental task are you facing today, friend? Are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders as though everything depended on your efforts to make it happen? Is that project at work or your responsibility to raise children making your shoulders sag? Or maybe you're struggling with trying to make everything okay for a loved one who's experiencing a challenge. Yet praying for that person and surrendering him to God's care is the best thing you can do. The Israelites faced a monumental task after the Lord delivered them from Egypt: to take possession of the land the Lord had promised them, they would have to conquer the peoples already living there. Indeed, they had to fight battles to receive their inheritance from God. Yet Psalm 44 tells us they did not actually win the land by their own sword or their own strength. Instead, they did it by God's right hand of favor, the strength of His arm fighting for them, and the light of His face shining on them. God blessed them with success and was with them wherever they went. He helped His people through the most daunting circumstances, and He'll help you too. Whatever undertaking you've embarked on, at work or in your personal life, remember, God is with you. Of course, God works through our efforts, but we can rest in knowing that ultimately, the grace and favor we need to complete any task and do it well, they come from God. As much as we think everything depends on us, God is the one who establishes the work of our hands and grants us success. He's the one who can give us favor before our boss, coworkers, or loved ones. So let's pray and ask God to bless our efforts and shine the light of His face on us today. Lord, forgive me for trying to do things in my own strength, and for striving as if everything rested on me and my efforts. Father, I acknowledge that true success comes from holding fast to You and obeying Your word. Give me wisdom today to order my priorities in the light of Your will expressed in Scripture. I commend to You every task I need to accomplish today, and I pray You'd give me the grace and ability I need. I entrust those I love into Your care. Would You bless my work and my relationships today? Father, strengthen me with Your righteous right arm. Lay Your hand upon me and grant me Your favor. Shine the light of Your face upon me, that I might live in Your presence and receive Your blessing this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.